With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, thanks for joining us. We are live right now at the Cardinals Winter Warm-Up, Charlie Brennan Show with Amy Marks-Kors and... from the Cardinals, Miles Michaelis is with us right now from Jupiter, not the planet, the city. He's the one guy who grew up right near Roger Dean Stadium. Good to see you, Miles. How was your winter so far?
Winter's been great. It's good to be here. It's been a nice, you guys, St. Louis don't want to hear it, but it's been a pretty warm winter down in Florida. We've been enjoying it.
So do you work out then at Roger Dean or the complex?
Yeah, it's nice. One of the benefits of being from Jupiter and having the complex down there is I get to, work out at the complex year-round and, be very, very comfortable there.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you live in Jupiter. You have the beautiful climate. You also have spring training there. During the off-season, do you go on any adventures to get away from the game and from the city a little bit?
We live a little bit out west in Jupiter, so it's pretty quiet where we are. Not a whole lot of vacationing with the really young kids right now. We're just kind of hunkered down, enjoying the. We moved into a new house, so we're enjoying the new house, the pool. Just kind of living life really slow right now. I think once everyone's out of diapers, you'll see us maybe bouncing around the country a little bit more.
Truth be told, when you're from Jupiter. Honestly, no. Honest answer. How do you feel about tourists?
I used to enjoy the summers more because the town seemed to move a little slower with less of the snowbirds in town. Traffic gets a little worse in the winter. Traffic's a little worse in the winter, but, because of baseball, I'm kind of a snowbird now, so I have a little bit of different opinion on it.
Now, who's the most famous person from Jupiter? Burt Reynolds, didn't he live down there, the actor?
Yeah, Burt Reynolds. We actually live, our new neighborhood is built on some of his old property.
Really?
Yeah, he had a good chunk of property just west of Jupiter, and the developer came in and bought it, and our neighborhood is actually called Reynolds Ranch.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So we'll be over there at 5 o'clock for dinner.
It's a gated neighborhood, so...
That's the key to Florida. Why are the crime rates low? To get into any subdivision, you have to go past a guard. I noticed, I went to a wedding in Florida last April, and I rent a bike. I think, I'll see the neighbors. No, I'm not going to see any of the neighborhoods.
Well, that's Robert Frost said, good fences make good neighbors, so there you go.
Absolutely. What a beautiful part of the world. It's God's country.
Yeah, I really enjoy it down there. We've got, we're not far from the big lake, and we're not far from the beach either, so it's nice.
So in the off season, what are you working on before you get to official work at spring training?
I'm a big believer in just overall exercise. Obviously, there's a specific tailored workout program to some of my weaknesses, but I just think being active helps. I'm active every day with the kids. We're in the pool. We're outside. We're playing. And I'm in the gym, 4 or 5 days a week. So it's a very, very busy winter for me.
How much do you review the previous season during the off season, or do you just close the door and move on from it?
It's a mixed bag. I get my postseason reports, and I kind of look over all my numbers early in the winter so I know what to work on. And then I just kind of keep focus on those areas of need. I don't want to revisit, good memories or bad. I just want to start the year fresh and kind of go from there.
Miles Michaelis, are you on like a Tom Brady diet, or do you enjoy toasted ravioli and Ted Drew's when you get a chance?
If Tom Brady likes Waffle House and Cracker Barrel, then maybe. But I'm on a, I'm on a pretty strict diet. I try to eat healthy, but... I'm also a big believer in treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. So when it comes to, an ice cream or some pizza here and there, I'm no stranger to that.
What's the Miles Michaelis special at Waffle House?
like everything on the menu in a Coke. I'll go waffle, eggs, bacon. They do amazing things with the raisin toast there. I don't know what it is.
Miraculous work with the raisins. God's work, really.
Yeah. I was actually reading on social media there's a Waffle House challenge that is floating around. If you spend 24 hours in a Waffle House and you get to knock an hour off your time for every waffle that you eat.
Okay.
So, you know, you want to be there for 12 hours, you have to eat 12 waffles. The more waffles you eat, the shorter your stay goes.
What's the over-under for you, do you think?
I think I'm out of there in like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
I think I could, if you were just eating waffles and I'm, you know, don't eat, if I don't eat breakfast that day and I get there at noon, I think I'm out of there by 6 or 7 o'clock tops.
Didn't hurt Mickey Lolich.
Yeah. I mean, waffles are good.
Yeah. Hey, so truth be told, are you doing any like heavy lifting? Like, do you do, I don't know, if you're a pitcher, maybe you don't do like bicep and tricep and all that kind of stuff.
You know, again, I'm a firm believer in kind of strengthening everything, you know, biceps, triceps. You know, we're pitchers now, they want you to have really strong legs. So, we're deadlifting, we're doing squats, you know, the glutes, the quads, the whole deal. It's a total body thing. I like to keep in shape. I'm from Florida, so, you know, I got to go to the beach. Beach season is year-round. I got to stay in decent shape. I'm in the pool with the kids.
Do you wear trunks or a Speedo?
It depends on how sunny it is outside.
I see.
Yeah, and how much Waffle House you've eaten, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, there's that, too.
How much I want to cover with sunscreen, because I burn pretty easily.
Yeah. So who was a player that you looked up to? Maybe you had a poster on your wall as a kid.
No posters, but growing up in South Florida, I was a big Marlins fan. And they had back when Josh Beckett was kind of coming up with the Marlins, he was a kid in South Florida, I think everybody wanted. He had the big fastball and the big curveball. And the Marlins were going to the World Series, so that was someone that that we were paying attention to.
I'm listening to this auctioneer back there. Is it true they're doing Ozuna's contract?
Sounds like one of my kids. It says, blah, 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 sold.
Hey,
it's,
speaking of language, we got KK coming here.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll have an interpreter of sorts. You worked in Japan. Did you have an interpreter?
Yeah. Tokyo Giants had some great interpreters. I think we had three or four that kind of floated around depending on where the team was and where guys needed to be. First-rate organization made sure that you had someone to speak Japanese, whatever you needed.
Yeah, because Ozzie Guillen used to complain, hey, where are the interpreters for the guys who speak Spanish?
Yeah, I can really sympathize with the Latin American players and anyone who kind of comes to the United States to play baseball, because now that I've been in a country where you don't speak that language, I understand how difficult it can be. And if I can help KK in any way when he gets here, I'll be glad to lend my advice.
Other than the language difference, what would you say is perhaps the fundamental difference between playing the game in Japan and playing the game here? Maybe you had to adjust something in your own game.
They play a little bit more small ball over there. A lot of the hitters are more contact oriented. So I think one of the things Japan helped me do was learn how to get in the strike zone, but then at the same time how to expand on that. You see some guys over there foul off pitches that I think have no business being fouled off. And it can get frustrating, and it forces you to just be extra fine with your pitches, and it's something I think has transferred well to the MLB back here.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Are you known as the Lizard King because you once ate a lizard?
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Upon the advice of counsel?
I've lived a pretty good life, so some things I remember and some things I don't.
Yeah. Just wondering about that one, because good thing you're not playing for Tony La Russa. He might have had definite opinions about that. Hey, it's good to see you, and I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to a great 2020.
I'm excited. I think it's going to be a great season. We've got a great team, a lot of things to look forward to, and We're ready.
And with three kids, you're going to be in real good shape by the time pitchers and catchers report in what, like 3 or 4 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the spring training schedule already. You know, I'm up at 6:30, 6:45, taking the dog for a walk, coming in, making breakfast. You know, get the eggs going. I can make a dozen pancakes in like 10 minutes. Got that big, you know, family of five skillet thing that plugs in the electric thing. So, you know, I enjoy it. I think the dad life, it fits me well right now.
Good for you. Miles, we got to let you go now. Thank you so much. Have a great 2020. Go Cardinals.
Thank you very much.
Miles Michael is with us today on The Voice of St. Louis and The Voice of the Cardinals. How about that?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.